Welcome into episode 100 of the Godly Unknown podcast.
This is an exciting day.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for the last little while. We obviously talked last week about some of the things that we wanted to get into. As you can tell, this is one of the big things. One of the big things we have coming. So we're going to roll
drops,
through.
Yeah.
We have a merch drop. Exactly. So we put together what we think is, we designed some different stuff. If you don't buy it, then we know that it stinks. But hopefully you will. Hopefully
we really do want to know your feedback. We're going to show y'all everything here. And then I think the plan is just for you guys, we're going to have some kind of form for you guys to let us know if you'd like to order something. We know this is coming out after Christmas, so as far as Christmas gifts go, they won't work, but hopefully all of you got some nice Christmas money that you can spend some great gym merch. So
yeah, that's right. Your Nana gave you, you know, $100. Well, here you go. You can blow it on Godly Young Men podcast merch. So we'll show you we'll build up, I think, maybe an excitement. I don't know. We have new notebooks. So I think it's a nice little handy thing. We think every man, as a matter of fact, what we're going to cover in today's episode requires a journal. So make sure to pick up one of these, Godly Young
Men.
Writing
stuff down, writing down your gym plans, whatever it is. So notebook.
Correct.
I'll go next.
Yep, go for it.
We've got our hats, which Joe is wearing one of them. Two different designs here, kind of the snapback look. Both have the same design on the front, which is the
this
Godly
is
Young
snapback,
Men.
But this is an Adidas more sporty look. That's more trucker hat look.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, you got the yellow gym that kind of pops there. I think it looks really good. What do we have next?
Yes, we have a water bottle. So, of course, every Godly Young Man should be hitting the gym, especially in the new year. Make sure to pick up a water bottle that is printed right on there. And so this thing is big. I mean, it's pretty nice.
32 ounces at least.
32 ounces, yep. So it comes with its, nice little straw and whatnot. So make sure to pick up a Godly Young Man water bottle as well.
For sure. Next up, I'm going to go ahead and give the shirt. We have two different shirt designs. Joe is wearing one of them. Joe, I don't know if you want to move where they can see it. We have this one. Both of them have just the gym logo on the back. And then two different designs for the shirt. We kind of couldn't decide, went back and forth. This one is a little bit more plain, I would say, but it's kind of the Nike type lettering. Just says "Strive for Greatness" across the front, and then you have Joe's there.
Yep.
And then it's got the logo kind of in the middle, a little bit more unique of a design. The material for Joe's shirt is a whole lot more comfortable. But if you're looking for more just kind of a regular athletic type shirt, maybe you want to go this one.
Well, I can't actually build. I probably will. And we'll get into cost here in a second. I probably will build every shirt on this. This one I like more. I think it's a better material. I will build that one on the better material. I have everything to do it with who we print by. So, yeah, we can get the different materials on this.
Yeah, yeah, and let us know feedback of that. Really like that shirt. Really don't like that shirt. It's pretty flexible, so we can move stuff around. I'll do this one real fast, just because I've got it. Gym bags. I mean, we're the Godly Young Men. We're the gym podcast, and so we thought, let's throw together a gym bag. And this is really nice. It's really spacious. That's what I like. You fit a lot of stuff in there. It's pretty plain, just white with a logo. But I took it to the gym yesterday. Works great.
Yeah, we each got our own. I got mine over there. Fit everything that I needed to today. A couple different pairs of, couple different shoes. Fit my mic, my water bottles, my pants, and everything else. And so, pretty nice. This one. We're getting into the hoodies.
Hoodies.
We also got hoodies. Now
these are our favorite, by the way. This is our favorite part of the merch that we've gotten so far.
Will's hoodie. We did two separate hoodies just to see the weight. Mine's a little bit heavier. I don't like it as much. I think Will's printed better. I think it's we're gonna go with Will's. But one thing that Will's did not, we're getting it fixed. They forgot to put it on there on the print, is Strive for Greatness on the arm. So we have hashtag Strive for Greatness or down the sleeve. So We're excited about it. Nothing on the back. It's just the big logo on the front. Very warm.
Yeah, I think it feels like a really nice quality hoodie. I've worn it all morning.
Yeah. We want to make sure we printed it for ourselves, because we're not going on the cheap end of things just to ship out to everybody. We want this to be quality material you actually will
wear. We're not going to create something we don't want to wear.
I hate those shirts that you pay money for and then you get it and it's like, I actually printed a gym shirt before. I think I've worn it on here. The quality is just terrible. It doesn't feel good. It didn't wash well, things like that. We wanted something that actually is going to hold up for you. And so, is this the $10 t-shirt? No. We will have prices. I'll probably end up putting in the show notes. Have prices for things. We're also not looking to get super rich, so we're going to charge you basically what it's going to cost for, because we just want you to get the word out. what it's going to cost for us to ship it and what it's going to cost for us to print it. So when you look at the price, like, man, if you think that's expensive, that's what we paid for it. Yeah. We're not going to upcharge very much at all.
We just want you to go out to the gym, out on your daily activities with your gym merch. That's right. All we're wanting.
That's exactly it. Talk to people about it. Let them know about the show. Let them know what you think. The thing is, I'm going to wear this everywhere, not just because I go to the show, just because I think it's a nice looking hat.
This too. I like this. The gym bag, everything.
It's comfy. Yeah. We're going to use the gym bag. And so hopefully that's a conversation starter. We got the Strive for Greatness on the gym bag, things like that down the sleeve. So we're excited about the merch. We don't want to go on and on. We actually have other things to drop.
Just real fast, I would say we haven't officially decided. Probably should have done that before. I'm thinking like some kind of Google form or something where people are, submit that I want this size, everything like that. And we'll be talking about the merch over the next few episodes as well, just to kind of keep people informed. We're not going to do it every single episode to start or anything, but we want to keep everybody informed. So
we don't know how big this is going to go.
We might sell 10 shirts over the 2025.
Correct. I mean, we talked about just printing a ton and then seeing if 10 people reach out, then hey, that's great to send it out to 10 people, but we're not going to stock and spend thousands of dollars stocking, every different size for every different thing. So it's going to be a print on demand.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right off the bat, meaning it's not going to be a click and ship, 2 days from Amazon type of thing. It may take a little while to get there, but the quality is going to be good. It's going to be nice. It's going to be, we're going to build it.
It's a really clean look. I mean,
we think it's a pretty clean look. The podcast works with the black. So
we're excited.
We're excited.
In case you can't tell,
we're spending seven minutes
on the merch. But this was one of the big things we really wanted to do for episode 100. It's funny, Joe. I was thinking we're going to have to keep like one-upping ourselves for like when we get to 150.
Yeah,
like,
okay, exactly.
What do we do now? Episode 50, we did just these new chairs, new table, bit of a new studio look. Episode 100, we got this, a few other things. So like 150, 200, we're gonna have to like shoot on the top of the Empire State Building or something.
I was going
to
say, we got a new car. It's the gym car.
Gym Tesla. No. All right, Joe, tell them about the other – we do have an episode today. We've got really, really important from our viewpoint, really important topic. Got some fun stuff we want to do at the end, so this might run a little bit longer. But Joe, tell them about the other thing we've got dropping with this.
This is courtesy of my brother Jack. He's more into this space than we have been, but we are working on getting there, getting better at this. Which is, we are starting a Discord. So we're very excited about it because on this Discord, and I think I have it on my app already. I was building on the computer, but we're going to have several different channels within the Godly Young Man Discord, which once again we're pretty excited about, because this way we're going to have a daily verse or a daily thought type of thing.
We want it to be like an online community where you as a godly young man, as a listener, watcher, however often you do, can join this group, can join this Discord, even if you're not on it hardly at all, but like you can, find this community with other godly young men, other young men who are searching for these things. It doesn't have to just be young men. If you're, a 30-year-old listener, go for it, join. I mean, I think that's going to be really cool. We're both going to be on there. Interacting with you as much as we can. I mean, we'll be checking it daily, I would say. So
yeah, absolutely. So what we have on here for the channels: general, daily verse, fitness, accountability, and episode chat. So with the accountability, or with each of these, like the episode chat is going to be, hey, I like this about the episode, or question specifically about an episode. The accountability, we really wanted to create an online community, as Will talks about, where, especially as you're starting the year, a guy can get on and go, guys, I need help. I'm struggling with porn, or I'm struggling with eating, or I'm struggling with fitness, or whatever it is. Can you help me in that? With the fitness one, we want to share good books we're reading. We want to share good videos we found, good workout programs.
Plans,
we think this is a great workout program. This is something we're using. We use a Bowtie Ox, is what my brother and I have been using. But there's also, I'm starting a new one at the start of the year, and it seems like a very great book, a great workout program. So we're going to try to post things like that, or YouTube shorts of things like that. We are not the gym experts in terms of like, let me show you exactly how to curl the... Not going to happen. That's not our area of expertise. We will point you to the videos that are going to show you that, though, if you do have questions. The daily verse, we just want to send out biblical thoughts. Is it going to be daily? Depends. That's a lot to keep up with. We'd love for you guys to post on
that.
Like,
say, yeah.
We want the online community to say, this is what I'm reading. I found this very helpful. Reading Psalm 1, really digging into the word, right? The meditation's really hitting me today. Whatever it is. And then the general, any questions, anything
that's
like
what I was
going
to say. I would love to maybe, I guess the general chat would be the one. I just downloaded the app today. I've got to get used to it. I've never done Discord before, but like, any kind of sort of godly I mean question, hey, what are y'all's thoughts on this? What, yep. you know, this happened or this event in the culture, and who knows, maybe it'll inspire a full episode.
I was gonna say episode
do.
Ideas. So, yeah, that exactly. would be huge. What do you want us to cover? So the Discord is gonna be the best place to reach out. We get comments under YouTube. It's difficult sometimes to remember to go back, like, oh yeah, we got a comment a few weeks back on you know, one of our older episodes.
Because we record the episode, it posts several weeks later. We schedule the post, so yep. the timing of it is a little bit difficult. But
yep. We're also gonna be working on being more active social media wise, which is going to be us doing YouTube shorts or Instagram reels. We're going to try to interact a little bit more on X, on things like that. So we don't want to push ourselves too much in that Will and I both work other jobs. We can't say like, okay, absolutely, we're going to be on there 10 hours a day. Not likely. We don't do this for a living. The podcast, this
not
is
possible.
More,
yeah,
exactly. It's not possible. At the same time, we really do enjoy interacting with the guys that, you know, everybody sure. that comments and everybody that watches. And we just want to put this content out because we do believe in the message. We believe in the brand. As a godly young man brand, like, honestly, I think it's pretty slick that Will came up with, you know, I remember when we were first doing it, and we probably told the story
sitting right here.
We were sitting right here, and it's like, okay, we got to record a promo video. What are we going to call this thing?
We had something going on to where I think I was still living in Alabama. That's what it was. I was still living in Alabama, and we had plans to announce it in like November, December. Obviously, we started it in January, and so we were like driving back to Alabama, and this was the only time that we could shoot the promo. And we didn't have a name yet. Like, we did not have a name for this podcast that we were about to shoot a promo
for.
We
had some really bad ones. Like, yeah, a few that were rough. Like, we're not going with this. But for the time being, it's a placeholder. We have nothing.
We're both sitting here like, okay, I guess we just got, I don't remember what we had decided on, but I guess we just got to go with this crappy one, and then I guess you can tell the rest.
Yeah, no, Will, at the last second, stroke of genius goes, I got it. I'm like, okay, well, tell me, it has to be better than what we had. And he comes up with, and it's like, oh.
That's it.
You know, just,
that's it.
Yeah, that's one. That's one. And from there, I got on Canva, created a logo, and so.
Yeah, the logo is Joe. It looks great. I love the logo.
Well, I mean, we both have gone into this and put so much into this. We love the brand. We hope you've enjoyed it all along the way. We don't want to make it like this is episode 100, not episode 1,000. We want to get to however many episodes God allows and however many different things.
To shoot
we can
on the
hit,
moon
but,
for episode 1,000.
Yeah, exactly. Keep going bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
But Mr. Beast style or something. But yeah, so we're going to be more active on social media to the best of our ability. We're going to be posting, utilizing Instagram a lot more. Get on there, interact with us, engage with us, tag us in certain things. If there's a video that you want us to watch and react to, tag us. We're going to be working on reaction videos. So we don't want to promise so much, and then it's like, oh man, you did two for the entire year. But we are saying we are trying to ramp up. So it may not be in January, for sure. February. We're going to be ramping our way up throughout the year and setting goals, which is going to go perfectly with this episode.
Well, that's two more things, and then we're going to start the episode. One, we have one more pretty cool announcement coming, pretty cool thing that we did not quite get ready in time for episode 100, close. But maybe hopefully 105 or somewhere in there we'll get to cover it. But last thing I'll say, we don't ever talk about this, but I feel like it's necessary, and you know, you can skip past this part if you want. But we are presented by Focus Press. This podcast is a Focus Press product. Both Joe and I mean, Focus Press is a donation based ministry, and so we know you guys are, most of the people who are watching this are young men. Probably don't have a lot of income. So, you know, we don't ask for donations. That's just not really what we do. I will say, if you are maybe an older listener or if you would like to donate, that option is open. Just visit Focus Press's website. It really does help. It'll help us develop more merch, more studio, just do more content. And so, like I said, we hardly ever bring that up because that's not really what we're here to do, is to push donations and like that. But if you are looking for an opportunity, an area to donate, something that you really hopefully believe in and appreciate, there is that option open for donating to Focus Press. And then the benefits obviously will help out the Godly Men podcast.
That's a great point.
All right, Joe, take us into 15 minutes in now. Episode 100, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so this is the end of year review. We have done something similar. Episode 50.
It was called Time to Self-Evaluate. Is what
there you go.
50 was
so
called.
Some of this is going to be overlap. You go, well, we've already talked about this. First off, that was 50 episodes ago. That was the end of last year. I don't really remember what all was said. We can go back and listen. But really, we're going to be, I was listening to Modern Wisdom. It's a podcast, Chris Williamson, that I listen to fairly regularly. There is some content in terms of cussing. So depending on the episode, I think there's a few in the episode that was inspiring this. Nothing horrible. Not too much, I don't think. But it was episode 262, and I think he's up to almost 800 right now. This goes back to...
Is it weekly?
It does like three or four a week. Yeah, he goes back to 2020 on this one with Chris Sparks, and it was an episode specifically on self-evaluation and end-of-year review. how do you do an end of year review? And so we wanted to go into specifically what Chris Sparks presents. I think they said he was a world-renowned poker player, online poker player.
Yeah, like top 20 in the world
but
or something.
But then he goes and like meets with CEOs and helps them.
He's like a coach.
Yeah, he's like a coach of some sort, right, to go in, a productivity coach type of thing. So he has four different areas of evaluation as you get to the end of the year. And Will, I'll turn over to you in a second. We've talked about it before. The end of year, specifically as you're starting January 1, a lot of people look at it and they're just done with it. They go,
just another day.
Yeah, you know, another day, whatever. Or I've made so many New Year's resolutions that I never hit them that there's no point. We would encourage you as godly young men, take this as a very good time to evaluate. It is one of those natural things on the calendar, the same as a birthday, right? We have these different milestones, these different days, where it's just a really good time to reflect and to say, where are we at in life? And that's really what we want to do today.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, on the one hand, you could look at it and say there's nothing special about the day. But on the other hand, you could look at it and say the start of anything, start of a new week, the start of a new month even, but specifically the start of a year, gives you just kind of a natural built-in opportunity to say, let's start afresh. He makes the point in the podcast that it's not like as soon as January 1 hits, you're going to become superhuman and be able to do all the things that you weren't able to do last year. Like,
right.
That, I think, is a lot of people's gripe with New Year's resolutions, is that that's kind of the expectation. But that doesn't have to be the expectation. All that we're saying, and I think all that he's saying, is use it as almost as a springboard. Like, use it as a platform to just take some steps in the right direction. One thing I'm going to try to do a little bit differently this year, I don't know how much I'm, I guess, treading on or overstepping on the outline here, but I'm going to try to not, this is just a tough balance. I'm going to try to not shoot for as high and as many goals as I previously have done.
Sure.
We talked before about, like, you don't want to just have set easy goals where it's like, okay, I'm going to work out one time per week, or, you know, I'm going to try to get through 3 chapters of the Bible a week. Like, you know, goals that's like, okay, that's really not going to be that difficult. On the other hand, I in the past have tended to gravitate towards pretty lofty goals and things that are just 3 weeks into January. It's like, okay, I'm exhausted. Like, this is just really, really tough. It's like, okay, well, that I can't expect that to last throughout the year. And so maybe a little bit smaller steps. And I would say specifically if you're a listener or a watcher who this is not in your nature, this is not something you normally do. You don't normally set goals. This year interview thing is new to you. Yeah, I would say don't try to multiply it by 300% what you did the previous year.
Yeah, that's such a valuable point because it's very enticing. Like, if one's good, then 10's better, right, on the goal list. And so the idea of creating goals gives a certain level of excitement. Like, wow, man, I'm really going somewhere. Okay, you haven't actually started anywhere. It's the idea of planning a trip to, like, London or something, or to New York, and you're super excited about it. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Okay. You haven't paid for any of it.
Yeah, where's the money coming from?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. You haven't paid for it. You haven't worked for any of the money to get there. You also haven't taken the trip, so you haven't experienced any of those things. You're just planning the trip, and there's an excitement to that, and that's fantastic. We need that excitement. Don't let that be the thing that, you know, like, the most exciting. That's the most, specifically when you're starting out, that's the most excited and motivated you're going to be in the entire process.
Yeah.
We want to get to the point, we're actually going to do two separate episodes after this on, like, really how to engage in that, because we want to start the year off right. But yeah, when we get into this, I guess I'll just kind of jump
right into
where he's at, because we're already talking about some of these concepts. He has four different areas that we want to, as of course he's not talking about godly young men, but as godly young men, I think that we need to do at the end of the year. And he's very big into journaling. So make sure, once again,
there you go.
Pick up one of these if you need. Very big into journaling. And the first he has on here is reflection. We talked about this last year, but reflection. And his big thing is what went well, what went wrong. We to spend 45 minutes each journaling in flow state, like, put everything down. No judgment, no, like, wow, this is, you know, I shouldn't have put that down, or really be thinking about something. Oh, how do I want to phrase it? Like, just write. Throw everything down. 45 minutes for each. What did I do well this year? What am I proud of? What did I accomplish? What do I think was really good about 2024? And then take 45 minutes and go, okay, what was not good? What am I really not proud of? What do I wish was different? Or what are the negatives or the things that I feel guilty about, or whatever it is at the end of the, or, you know, as we look back on 2024.
I love the time component of that, because it's like, man, that's 90 minutes. That's an hour and a half when you're doing both sides. And I love that. And I love the just put everything down, because what that does is that forces your brain to just man, everything is open. You've got 45 minutes to do it. It's not like you're on a time crunch. It's, you know, and so I think this is something I personally have never done, but just kind of looking at this idea and listening to the podcast, it's like, man, I bet that really does give you such an avenue to think through everything, every aspect of your life, every, you know, which we're about to get into that, but like, what really went well, what didn't go well, like it can be a very minor thing, can be a major thing. Cause I would imagine in the first few minutes, you're getting out all the major things. Yep. And then the last 35 minutes after you spent 10 minutes doing that, it's like, okay, what do I put? And that's what forces you to think about the minor things, the day-to-day things. Man, I slept in a little bit too much, or man, I got through 14 Netflix shows this year, you know, like stuff like that.
One book. Yeah.
Yeah. And read one book. So yeah, Joe, I don't know if you've ever done this personally. I know I have not, but like, that's a very interesting concept to me of the timing per side and then just throwing everything out there.
I feel the 45 like minutes I have not done. That's something new that I will be doing this week, hopefully. Finding the time is really difficult. That's one of the things that I forgot to mention when you were talking about yours, of you build 5, 6, 7 different things you want to do, right? You're about to have a third kid. I have 4 kids. We realize life happens, that not everybody has the idealistic, like, well, I work from home and I basically work 2 hours a week as a content social creator, and a social media creator, and you know, so, and I make like $300,000 a year, and so I can just go to take my ice baths whenever I want. Yeah. We realize that's not realistic. Yeah. So in this, we want to make sure, like, okay, 45 minutes may be difficult for you to find. If you need to space that out, or if you need to do it on a weekend, or if you need somebody to watch the kids or whatever, use that. Like, I would say try to make this a reality to the best of your ability where you sit down. If you don't get to 45 minutes, I would encourage at least 25 minutes. And I'm changing what he talks about. He's very specific on like, take 45 minutes per side. I think that'd be great if you can hit it. But if you really have hit a brick wall after 25 and you've thought through everything, okay, the whole point is start journaling about it. Start thinking about these things. Get your mind in that space.
Talk about the 4 areas, Joe. I think this is kind of the way we've structured our accountability goal group before, so I really like this.
Yeah, so he talks about family, relationships, career, and health. How am I doing in each? How did I do in these? So if you're wondering, how do I get 45 minutes? Actually, I think that makes it fairly easy. You just need to journal on what went well and what went badly with family, relationships, career.
I would add one, of course, spirituality.
Spirituality, walk with God. He does not add that. Yeah.
So that would give you 5 areas there of like really self-examining. How was I with my family? What went well? What didn't go well with relationships? So that's going to be your friends, obviously. Career, work, your personal development, I think would fall into that. Obviously, your health, so exercise, diet, stuff like that, and then your spirituality. It is very important, I think, to kind of compartmentalize both your goals and this reflection time, as we're still kind of on this first one, with each, because obviously everything's going to be in harmony, your family life, your work life. Like, they're not separate. They're together. Like, there needs to be harmony there. But as far as your goals and kind of thinking about each one of what went well and what didn't go well, sometimes it is very helpful to kind of compartmentalize, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking 9 minutes each, right? By the time you're done with those 5 areas, family, relationship, career, health, and spirituality, all you need to do is write for 9 minutes. You may find yourself blowing past 45 minutes at that point where you just go on and on about what went well with your family and all the things you did, or maybe you had a really rough year relationally and you had a couple of breakups or whatever it is. Like, write that out. What went wrong? What do you know, what do you wish was different? What would you have done different? Those type of things. So that's reflection. We want to look back on the year. We want to think about those 5 areas and that idea of what went well, what went badly. We need both of those. It's very tempting to look at what went badly and just boom, 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 beat yourself up, go for 3 hours on all the bad stuff. And then you get to what went well and it's like, oh, man, I don't even know. I don't think
nothing at this point.
Yeah. 10 minutes later, you're like, am I done with this? Seriously, take time to build yourself up a little bit. Remember, there were really good parts this year. Sure. You may have to dig a little more on that, especially if you were a critic. I'm self-critical, and so it's easy to look back on all the things I've done wrong and all the things that went bad. It's also easy to wallow from time to time. Oh, man, everything goes wrong. You got to have both sides of it to provide balance. Get us to number 2.
Yeah, so the second thing is going to be vision. So you start with reflection, kind of thinking back. Excuse me, thinking behind you. And then the vision, obviously, is kind of thinking forward, thinking into the future of what do I want each of these areas to look like? And you kind of envision for yourself, okay, like if best case scenario, if I could choose, if I'm going to be, I mean, you have on here, Joe, be idealistic. What do I want that to look like? And then kind of writing that out similarly in the same way of like taking the things that you saw that were not good and saying, okay, if I could change that again from an ideal perspective, what would that look like?
Yeah. You look at career, something like career. Okay. Idealistically, I'm making $10 million a year by the end. Okay. So let's keep it in reality to a certain degree. But the idea of idealism is like, you know, I just don't think I can change anything this year. No, no. What
kind of like best case scenario for your circumstances?
Yes, exactly. Like, what do you want that to look like in your career? By the end of the year, I want to branch off on my own, or I want to be, you know, in a management position, or I want to have conversations with my boss where I'm regularly meeting with them and going over things. We want to have that vision as to what life could be. Not what life is or what life maybe, I mean, probably not. We don't want to have that. We want to go in with somewhat of a confidence, because the idea of writing these things down, I know you'll never accomplish it if it's not down. If you're not opening yourself up to the possibility of accomplishing greatly, striving for greatness, then you're really going to go nowhere. So it's important to be able to put those things down and create the picture of what you want, ideally, your life to look like. What do I want my family to look like? Where do I want to be in that time? What about my relationships? By the end of 2025, career, health, spirituality, paint the picture of what you want life to look like there. I want to be, you know, stepping up in church to the best of my ability. I want to have read my Bible every single day of the year. Okay, well, how do we get there? And you say, man, maybe that's a huge goal. Okay, what I would say as a goal, we'll get into this in the planning, I suppose. Of course, are you good to move on?
Go ahead, yeah, move on.
Vision, there wasn't a ton, but other than obviously walk through what you want life to be, in the planning, that
is the third, planning's number three.
Planning's number three. This is really where you look at, you break it down into small bite-sized pieces. You go, what if I had a daily Bible reading goal by the end of the year? He specifically makes the point in the podcast of like, okay, I want to go to the gym every single day. You're not going to in January. Maybe you do in January. You're certainly not going to in February. So he says, what if you start with the goal of by the end of quarter one, which would be the end of March, right? I want to be going to the gym 2 days a week. By the end of quarter two, I want to be going 3 or 4 days a week. I want to consistently hit it 5 days a week by the end of quarter three. So by the end of the fourth quarter, by the end of the year.
So you're gradually building.
Yes. By the end of the year, this is playing the long game. By the year 2026, I will have a daily habit in place to go to the gym. If you start with, I need a daily habit today, it's not going to happen. But if you say, what do I need to accomplish in each? You break it down. What do I need to accomplish in each quarter? What do I need to accomplish really in each month and every each week and every single day? You speak a lot to this and do a very good job of like, we have to sometimes plan out every single day, even the small little moments that we have to try to reach our goals. It's easy to go, yeah, I'm going to do this. Okay, have you really taken everything into consideration? Break it down into bite-sized pieces.
Oh, yeah, I love you have on here. Just one goal to shoot for in each area in the next year. This is the point I brought up earlier speaking to me. In the vision part where you have the idealistic side of everything, it can be so easy. Okay, I want to do these 4 things with my family. I want to do these 8 things in my career. And I want to do these 7 things with my health. Like, good luck.
Right.
It's not going to – even if you were you know, retired, making millions of dollars, you just don't have time for all those things. And so I love this idea of choose one goal to shoot for. One goal to shoot for. And I don't know how he structures in the podcast, but the idea, one thing I've thought of is like, okay, like you said, for quarter one, this is gonna be my goal in each area. Obviously the objective, though, hopefully if you've kind of mastered it, so to speak, by the end of quarter one, next quarter, I'm gonna maybe shift my goal or adjust my goal a little bit, or maybe try to shoot for something completely different. But the idea of not overwhelming yourself to where you're doing 3 or 4 different goals for each area of your life, I think is very critical.
Absolutely. You think about when you break it down quarter by quarter, I don't need to have a daily, you know, I'm going to the gym 7 days a week by March. I just don't, and it's not going to happen. However, can I get to the point where I'm consistently, every single time, showing up 2 days a week? Yeah, that's a lot
that's
more doable.
That's
doable. Can I add 1 or 2 days in the next quarter? Well, yeah, I'm doing great on the 2 days. Matter of fact, I love it, and I'm almost having to hold myself back to not do more. Okay, well, great.
Add one, add two.
Then by the end, so it feels like you're getting that sense of accomplishment without the burnout. What you want is to kind of put that carrot in front of you, not 2 miles in front of you where it's like, man, I got to chase a carrot I'm never going to reach.
Can barely see it, yeah.
You also don't want the carrot in your mouth where it's like, I didn't have to do anything. It's already there. Great. You know, I didn't have to meet expectation at all. Like, well, the goal is just put your workout shoes on by the end of the year.
Check,
done. Like, that's right. Not good either. You want it just enough where you're reaching, and when you do get a bite of it, it's like, oh man, that's great. I'm not consuming the entire thing. It's consistently out in front, but it's not so consistently out in front where you burn out because you never feel any of the, you know, any of the positivity. So I think that's a big part here. And the idea of one goal to shoot for in each, what's one goal for your career? I like that it's one goal, that he specifically in the podcast makes it one goal, because it really helps you focus on what is important.
Yeah.
Do I have a lot of goals for my career? Yes.
But if I got to narrow it down to one.
Correct. If I have to narrow it down to what is the most important thing for me this next year? That sets that North Star. He specifically mentions North Star. Like, it helps you go, that's what it is. Now, many things may happen throughout the year that get me there, but at the end of the year, this is where I want to be. That's huge. Like, that's massive. And I look at my own life and I go, okay, can I actually, career-wise, can I actually do that? Even family-wise, I have so many, I'm chasing so many things that I'm putting out all the fires of the urgent and not ever really focusing on what's important. This whole point is put the urgent aside and focus on what is important to me in 2025, in this next year. Journal on that. Again, you got to journal on these things. Write it down. Figure out what that goal is going to be, and set those milestones and build slowly. One more thing I was going to mention before we get in, I'll let you get into implementation.
Sure.
What would change with you accomplishing your goal? What would change?
That's a good question.
So let's say you get there. And it was working out every day. Okay, now this is a set structure where every single day I'm going to the gym. That's something for life. That's something I can really use in 2026, 2027, 2028 as you go through. So that's what's going to change, is it's going to change the trajectory of your life. If it's, I'm going to make so much money. Okay, and then what?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go from $40,000 to $50,000 this year. Okay, and then what? Well, then I'll have more money. And then what? Like, What is the point?
And
what's the purpose of
this? I think this is why you can't skip over the vision step.
Right.
This is where the vision comes in, of really capturing and creating the picture of, this is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to change. This is what I want my relationship with my family, or again, my personal study time or whatever, to look like. This is my vision for it. That's why you don't do the planning part before the vision part. Vision has to come first, because to Joe's point, there's got to be a really solid why behind it, or you're going to get to the end. Maybe you accomplish it and you look around like, man, this was a bit of a disappointment. Like, maybe not as fulfilling as you thought. Well, it's because you skipped the vision part.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The very last one is implementation. This is where we get into it. And really, the biggest thing is, don't get bogged down when things get slow. We're going to talk about that more next week, or maybe in 2 weeks. I don't think we've decided which one we're doing next.
Let's do it next week. Might as well.
We'll do it next week. Don't get bogged down in the minutia. Don't get bogged down in the monotony and the slowness of life. When you get into the implementation, once again, that's when you are going to be at your highest of, man, I really want to accomplish this, and I'm just motivated as much as anything. That will wane over time, wax and wane, right? Like, that will go down. That's okay. We have to have the strong enough why to maintain that. And so, again, we'll discuss that more next week. But the other thing that I just say to this is, like, tweak as you go. Well, this didn't really work out for me. I'm doing this over 3 months. This first quarter, this is the goal. Something's not right. Something's not good. Okay, well, you can tweak this as you
go. Don't just throw it all in the trash.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, that didn't work out, and then just go. No, bump your goal back. So let's say you blow it the first quarter. January, February, March are just horrible. And you blow it, and you get to it, and you go, man, I didn't accomplish it. Okay, well, I'm not going to do it for the year. No.
Just self-correct.
You now have April, May, and June, the second quarter, to go back and accomplish the first quarter's thing. Maybe that pushes the timeline back a little bit, but it gives you a little bit more time to say, okay, well, it didn't work, but I can do that again. And even if you don't take it quarter by quarter, what do I need to accomplish by the end of January? Bite-sized pieces. Where do I need to be by the end? If you don't accomplish it, you still have February. You still have the first week in February to get back on track. So give yourself a lot of grace as you go when you're implementing it, to just say, bite-sized chunks, baby steps, I'm going to get there eventually. And if I fail, that's okay.
This is how progress is made. This is how change is made. This is how growth happens. And obviously, if you've been with us for all 100 episodes, you know that this is a passion point of mine and Joe's, to talk about progress and productivity and really moving ahead and moving forward, setting goals. We've talked about this a lot, and it's because we are so passionate about the idea of not staying stagnant, not being the same person today that you were 2 years ago, having the same skills, same routine. Like, if you look back 2 years ago at yourself and you look at yourself now and you can't see much of a difference, I don't mean to be harsh, but you kind of failed yourself. Like, you just wasted 2 years.
Right.
And again, we look around at Christians even, who Bible knowledge, closeness to God, pretty much the same, not a lot of growth. That's a serious problem. Right. We view that as a huge problem. You should never be stagnant in your Christian walk. Obviously, it applies to all other areas as well, your career, your exercise, your daily life, your relationship with your family, all these things we talked about. Stagnation is death. Like, you have to be moving forward. We're, again, incredibly passionate about that, and we will continue to be for as long as we have this podcast, and we're going to continue talking about this idea of setting goals and striving for greatness, as Joe's shirt says, really reaching forward for progress. And so this is how it happens: having a plan, reflecting on the previous year, having the vision, planning out what you want to do, and then implementing it. And yeah, we're going to have the next two episodes are not going to be like part two or part three or anything, but they're going to be about topics that are kind of tangentially related.
They're
going to
build on it. They're going to build on it. They're going to help. You know, we really are passionate about starting this year off right and being at our best. And so that's really what we're trying to do in January is get you passionate about even the small moments, even the boring moments, even the, you know, how do we do this? And it starts with you by the end of the year, which I think this is dropping on the 31st, so get to it quickly. Hopefully you've already been doing something like this, remembering last year's episode, but take time for this. Take time for reflection, for the vision, for the plan, for the implementation. So we wanted to do something fun at the end as we kind of...
Episode 100, got to do something fun.
Episode 100, yeah. And that is just our top five episodes. We love to know your top
five. From the previous year.
From the previous year, correct. Not all time, yeah. Which is 51 through, up to today, through 99. Through 100, yeah, we're up to 100 today, I suppose. But yeah, this one's probably not.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this doesn't make my list.
We'll figure it out. Maybe in time this will make my top list. But so we're gonna do top five, and we'd love to know yours. If you're stuck with us, you know, tell us.
Send it in the Discord. That'd
be great. There you go. Join our Discord. We're gonna open that up and probably put some instructions in the show notes as well. So pay attention to the show notes on this one for Spotify, for YouTube, things like that. We'll have some things there. But Will, I want you to get into the top five. We're gonna work 5 through 1.
We can alternate here. I'll go first. My number. This was really hard. I mean, I was going through the last 50 or so episodes, and I was like, oh, that's really good. That'll make my list. Oh, that's really good. And I kept going. I was like, I've got like 9 episodes. Yeah. I got 9 episodes in my – you hear that with sports talk shows. They'd be like, oh, this guy's clearly like a top 10 receiver. And they'll say that about like 14 different guys. Yeah. It's like, you got to have 10 in your top 10.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so my number 10. 5, don't accept mediocrity. I should have put the episode numbers down. I don't have my – I don't know if you're able to look just real fast. But don't accept mediocrity. Really, really great episode. Really, really enjoyed that one. I kind of went on my T-shirt rant. Talking about people that wear those T-shirts that are just self-deprecating and like, you know, I adulted today.
Oh, that's Spotify. Right. Sorry,
YouTube does. No, yeah, no worries. They can search it. Don't accept mediocrity. Yeah, went on my T-shirt rant. Enjoyed that one. Just talked about the idea of kind of similar to what we're talking about. Like, don't be the loser who's just like, I'm just mediocre and I'm proud of it. Like, yeah. So I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, no, that's good. Number 5 for me, the number 5 and 4 are for the same reasons, which is just, I think we're discussing it when nobody else in the church is really talking about it. Importance of building testosterone.
Yeah,
I like that.
That was
one.
A good one.
It was good research on my part to go into like, that sounds so arrogant. I mean, like,
I did a great job.
I did so well. No, it was good research in terms of like, I enjoyed getting to research that
very
episode.
Timely episode.
Yeah, it was a good episode just from the, you know, as men, it's really important. I'm reading another book on building the man diet, and it's a lot on building testosterone and being a man and having a good diet and good exercise and what that looks like, and specifically tailoring it to men. So that's a great book, good resource. But yeah, importance of building testosterone was number 5 for me.
Nice. My number 4 was last week, episode 99 with our wives. You know, I'm not going to put it number 1. That's like the cliche they need to do. It was not my number 1, but really, really enjoyed that one. Obviously, if you were not able to go watch or listen to episode 99, go for it. We had our wives on. For kind of like a special holiday episode, and it went for like an hour, man. We had a really good time interviewing them, asking us questions. They asked us questions, and I don't know, Joe and I have been doing this for 2 years now, you know, coming up here and recording, and you know, how many hours is that? Goodness, 100 times at least 30 minutes, talking 50 plus hours at least. And so to get to kind of include our wives on an episode and really have them experience kind of the bright lights and being in front of the camera that they were very nervous about. It was just really fun. It was a good episode.
That's on my list.
Okay. It's higher than 4, I guess.
Yeah, I'll talk about that shortly. Number 4 for me, I went back and listened to this one because, once again, nobody's talking about it. Dealing with unavailable fathers. I thought...
Another great one.
I thought that was highly practical for a lot of young men that I work with specifically. I know I work with guys that are struggling because that's my... If they're not struggling, they're not in therapy. But yeah, the unavailable fathers I thought was, yes, timely, but also, once again, it's one of those, who else is discussing this in the church? There are other places you can probably go to get this, but for specifically for young men, not a ton. Even all the podcasts I listen to, even the Rogans and the Chris Williamson, you know, Modern Wisdom and some of the other male podcasts, like they're still not discussing that very much. And so I feel like we're not cutting edge on it, but we are discussing things nobody else is discussing. And so that's more of just kind of a pride point on our point, I think, is why that's on the list.
That's
of
a really
like,
good addition.
Yeah, we just, nobody's discussing that. So I thought it was good.
My number 3, kind of an odd one, productivity versus wasting time.
Really?
I really thought that was, really? I went back, when I was editing that, I was like, this was a really good conversation. Because, you know, we got into like, how do you balance when to enjoy yourself as opposed to I've always got to be doing something, always got to be working, always got to be productive. And that's, I guess maybe because that's a constant struggle of mine, and I know it's kind of a struggle of yours. Oh, yeah. It was just really good to kind of flesh that one out, kind of discuss it. If I remember right, we didn't have a super thorough outline because the following episode, which I also enjoyed, was 7 tips for structuring your day. But we spent so much time on just this, that conversation of, you know, balancing when to enjoy yourself versus are you wasting time? Like, I don't know. It was just a really good conversation. Also very practical, I felt like, because it's something that young men and men in general kind of struggle with. So I really, really enjoyed that. I had
completely forgotten about that one. That's good. That's good. Number 3 for me is holiday hangout.
The one with the wives. Yeah.
The one with the wives. Same reason. I'm not going to spend too long on it. It's just, it was a good time. It was different format. It was a good time having them on. We hope you guys enjoyed it as well. But yeah, just something different, something that was a little bit of a change. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, they did good in their debut, podcast
debut.
Yes,
they did.
My number 2, I really love this one. 5 types of strength. That was one of Joe's ideas, and I loved that one. I got some really good feedback, too, from some of the guys that I work with and said that they really enjoyed that one. Talking about the, you know, moral strength and emotional strength and physical strength and what were the other ones? Emotional, mental. I can't even remember. But yeah, it was, I thought it was just very practical. In the sense of you as a godly young man are going to need to have and develop all of these types of strength. And so, yeah, that was fairly recently. I think I want to say that was within the last 10 episodes or so that we did that one. And I thought it was very, very practical and just a great episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 2 for me is 4 must-haves before marriage.
Ooh, great one. Another recent one. Yeah.
Yeah. Another recent one I think I said in the episode, I had taught it at Nashville School of Preaching and really was passionate about it. And then when I came to do it on the podcast, a couple more things came to me. I think we shored up the outline a little bit better than what I initially had. And so I think it just came together well, but it's also one that I would gladly hand to anybody that's, you know, any man that's prepping for marriage. Like, are you ready? Here, go listen to this. I'm handing a book. I don't know why I'm making that gesture, but like, go listen to this podcast. Go see if this is something that aligns with you. I'm proud of that. I like when we can create episodes that will outlive us. You know what I mean? And hopefully all of them do. Like, that's the point of this. And hopefully our sons one day will be able to enjoy these and listen to it. But those type of things where you can just hand it to anybody and know that it's going to be immediately applicable for them, I do enjoy. And so I thought that one was applicable.
Shout out Josh Carroll. I don't know. I know his little brother, Andrew. You were one of the ones that were sticking with us for all the episodes. So shout out to you for sure. But Carroll is his older brother, texted me. And he had just gotten – well, actually, I texted him. He had just gotten engaged. Congratulations you and Ann. And I texted him congratulations or whatever, and he texted back, and he was like, you know, thanks, man. I had just listened to the 4 must-haves before marriage episode, so the timing was perfect.
Nice.
So love it. Shout out, Josh. Again, congratulations to y'all. But, yeah, apparently we timed that one perfectly.
Hey,
so
all right.
I'm very curious about your number 1. My number 1, bit of cheating because it's 2 episodes, but – no way, is this yours too?
Yeah, that's my number 1. That's my number 1.
The top 5 lessons for our sons and then the top 5 lessons for our daughters. Yep. Those were back to back, but I'm kind of grouping them together. A little bit cheating, but great. I really love those. No way, that's kind of surprising that you put that.
I was looking back through and it's like, you know what?
Those were really good.
Once again, I love the idea that one day, I got 3 boys, you're about to have 2 boys, like the idea that they can go back and listen and pick this up at any time and know, and my daughter to go back and listen. That excites me. That's why we do this, honestly. And we're so glad you're with us. But at the end of the day, if you know, anything were to befall either one of us, which hopefully not, but it's nice to know something's down where they can go back and learn some things from their dad,
sure,
you know, all along the way. And what we were like when we were young, and we're going to look back on this in 20 years, like, we were stupid. We were idiots, you know, wish we would have known all these things type of thing. But they'll get to see us in our younger age. And so the top 5 lessons, that one excited me. So
yeah, that was really good. We've gone far too long on this, but we've just had a really great time with this episode 100.
Went long on the last one too. So yeah, I know these.
Yeah, exactly. Next week we'll do 30 minutes or less for sure. But yeah, thank you all for sticking with us through 100 episodes. We're excited about the merch.
Yes, we are.
Reach out. We'd love to answer your questions. I'd love to get these ordered for you guys. Like Joe said, we're pretty much going to charge the costs. Like, it's not going to be a huge moneymaker for us, but we're excited. We want to get the word out. The Discord, excited about that. Excited about a lot of changes coming as we head into 2025. Happy New Year to everybody.
That's right.
Still Happy the 31st when you watch this or listen to it, but heading into the new year, hope everybody is got their plans, got their vision and everything ready for the next year.
There you go.
And like I said, let's utilize that Discord to kind of talk about those things and really hash those things out. But unless you have anything else, I will wrap us right there. This has been episode 100 of the Godly Young Men Podcast. We'll be back next week.